the interesting thing, that song about your praise will ever be on my lips. Is that not a way to communicate? Is that not the best way to communicate? What if all we did was praise God and praise people all the time? Would that improve your relationships? Right? It would, wouldn't it? Of course. And the more we can find ways to praise and reasons to praise, we have our own spirit lifted, but we also give God the glory. And it changes our what? Perspective. Perspective. Because very often you have to watch your step, don't you? Don't you? Yes. Sometimes that first step, when you're moving forward, that first step's a killer sometimes, isn't it, right? That first step that you want to make to change and grow and follow Christ, that first step can be a little tricky sometimes, can it? And why is that? Well, I think it's because we look at things from our own perspective, don't we? Very often we look at things as from our own personality and we as people, like what matters to me. And sometimes God says it doesn't matter what matters to you, it's what matters to God and to others that's more important. And so we have to learn the difference, don't we? We have to look at life from God's perspective, not a human one. Well, what do we do most of the days? Just the exact opposite, exactly right. It's sometimes our own comfort, our own way of doing things, the way we react to others is human. But we're in a church today as people that want to grow spiritually, so we're saying we want to do things from God's perspective, right? Right? Amen. I got a hearty amen kind of sort of on that one. Okay, beautiful. All right. Where does this all come from? Because we do have to watch our step all the time. Because the enemy tries to put a stumbling block in front of us very often, right? Obstacles in front of us. And sometimes those obstacles are other people, just in case you didn't know that. And sometimes that other people is you. So sometimes you get in your own way, don't you? Right? Exactly, right? So we have to really begin to, the more we communicate with God, the more we listen to God and God's way and God's voice and God's direction, the better our light is on our path and the easier it is for us to follow God, right? All right, beautiful. Where do we get that from? The scriptures. And the interesting thing, just in case you didn't know this, I just want to share this with you. This comes directly from God, by the way. Because I was so busy working on my communication workshop over the last few days that my sermon, I forgot about doing it until last night. It was like, oh, I have a sermon to do in the morning. And God said, watch your step. I go, okay, well, I guess that's the title. Thank you, God. Do you got any scriptures to go with that? Matter of fact, God does. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Beginning at verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. By the way, all of these other prophets were dead. But some people thought that Jesus was the reincarnation of that. So that's why they thought he was maybe a combination of all those prophets. That's what people were saying. Then he asked them, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, you are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. So what happens here with Simon Peter? God reveals through the Holy Spirit to Simon Peter exactly who Jesus is. That wasn't something Peter could have concocted or dreamed up of his own, coming from his own human mindset. It was something God revealed. And so sometimes when you go through your life, when you need an answer to something and you have a question or you need God's guidance, when you listen, God will reveal the answers to you, just like he did Simon Peter. Now I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all of the powers of hell will not conquer it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you lock on earth will be locked in heaven, and whatever you open on earth will be opened in heaven. So what does this mean? Well, he just gave Peter the keys to the kingdom of God, which is whatever you lock on earth is locked in heaven. Whatever you open on earth is open in heaven. What does that even mean? Well, whatever we say, because remember Peter said who Jesus was? He said, God, Jesus asked him, who do you say I am? So did he not open up heaven right then and there? Right? So again, if you need to unlock some mysteries of God or unlock some answers or get some problems solved in your life, take the key, unlock heaven, and the answers will come. You see why he's saying that to Peter? Anything you need to know, Peter, just unlock the doors to heaven, and all the answers will come. Now, some of us have a steel trap as a mind, don't we? Right? We have our own human way of thinking, don't we? And some of us think some people have more of a line to God, right? They, you know, it's kind of like, well, this person has a, you know, your lips to God's ears, right? How many times do you say that sometimes to some of us pastors when you ask us to pray for you, right? I'm going to ask you to pray because it goes from your lips to God's ears. Like it doesn't go from your lips to God's ears. You see how, listen to that myth. Whatever you lock on earth, whatever you know, the mind only works when. Well, let me ask you about a parachute. When does a parachute work? When it's open, right? Because if it doesn't open, flat city. The same is true for your mind. Your mind. You have to open your mind to divine power, to God's power, to God's immenseness, to God's greatness. That the fact that God has every answer to every question you could ever ask. If you just open your mind to hearing the answer and be willing to let it in. And then once that comes in, then you have to watch your step. Because the next thing that's about to happen is there's something divine in that answer. So that means you have to be watching ahead for how that answer unfolds in terms of perspective. I'll get there in a minute, I guess. All right. From then on, verse 21, from then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that he had to go to Jerusalem, and he told them what would happen to him there. He would suffer at the hands of the leaders and the leading priests and teachers of religious law. He would be killed, and he would be raised on the third day. Verse 22, but Peter took him aside and corrected him. How many times do you correct God? Oh, I never correct God. I would never think of correcting God. I would never, ever go against anything God said to me or wanted for me or anything along those lines. Really. Should I only use my own personal example of like God says, go do X, whatever X is, and you say to God, oh, no, not, I'm not any good at that. No. I need a burning bush. If I had a burning bush as a sign, or so-and-so is better equipped for that. They're better at that. Why don't you send them? Or you can't possibly be talking to me, God, right? Do we not say it that way sometimes? And we as humans, very often we say I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. Have we not been taught that? Another myth. So we all laugh at Peter and we say, that guy's, he's odd, man. He's not too bright. He's pretty brave, I'll give him that. He's going to correct God. He's going to correct Jesus, who he previously had called the Son of God. You see how sometimes we can argue for our limitations or someone else's limitations or what we can or cannot do? But whatever you lock on earth, gets locked in heaven. So if you say, no, I can't, what happens? Slam door right in your face. But when you say, I can, through God's strength, what happens? Things open up. Unlimited possibilities happen, right? Yes. Unless you want to correct God about that. Don't bless me, God. I don't deserve this. Someone gives you a compliment and you say, oh, what a pretty blouse you have on today. Oh, I don't know. Does it make my stomach look fat? What perspective are we often looking at? Ours. And when someone gives you a compliment and they're giving you something personal that's a praise, how do you take it? Best we can. Not too good. You want to correct them, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Point it. Yeah. Let me show you what's wrong with me instead. Got to watch your step, church. Peter took Jesus aside and corrected him. Heaven forbid, Lord, this will never happen to you. Jesus turned to Peter and said, uh-oh, here's the thing about God. Guess what? You could argue with God until you're blue in the face, and guess what's going to happen? Who's going to win? God is. So why don't you just give up and give in the first time, right? Why waste all your time and energy arguing with God and wrestling with God and fighting with God and pushing God away when all you have to do is say, yes, God? How easy would it be then to just say, wow, okay, I'll go along with your plan for my life. Jesus turned to Peter and said, get away from me, Satan. Woo. One minute he's Peter the rock, now he's Satan. Notice what the stumbling block in all of our lives is? The enemy, Satan. The one who wants to rob, kill, and destroy us. Constantly trying to put stumbling blocks in front of us. Trying to take your hope and move it away. And put something to block it, fear or doubt, in its place. And so what does Jesus say? Get behind me. How powerful is God? Pretty powerful. See, if something's in your way, what do you have to say to it? What do you say to it? Whatever you lock on earth, you lock in heaven, right? Unlock and lock and all that good stuff, right? Huh? You understand the scriptures now? You're getting the point here? No matter what's in your way, you do what? You say to it, move. All right, you're learning something this morning, I can tell. You are a dangerous trap to me. And in one of the other versions in the actual Greek, it says, you are a stumbling block to me. See, Peter's trying to put a stumbling block. He thinks he's helping Jesus, right? He doesn't want to see him die on the cross. So he thinks he's doing Jesus a favor. How many times do you think you're doing someone else a favor when you tell them, well, it's okay, you can... It's all right that happened, and you can stay right where you are. Or you say it to yourself. Well, this is as far as I'm going to go. This is as far as I'm going to get. This is good enough. You see how we put stumbling blocks in our own path sometimes? Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to do with the stumbling blocks? Very good. And here's what Jesus says to Peter, which is where this message I know comes from. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's. What was God's point of view? Why was Jesus supposed to go to the cross? For salvation for all humanity. It was a higher purpose, wasn't it? It has a greater meaning to all humanity. If Jesus didn't go to the cross, where would we be? Not in a good place. Especially in eternity. Your purpose on this earth is for you to do something that is divine, something that is godly, something that is higher than our humanness. So here's where you want to watch your step. You have to start seeing things from an eternal perspective. See things from eternal perspective. STEP. Ta-da! That was pretty good, don't you think? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus said to the disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me. If you keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find true life. Now, that's really the even greater perspective, isn't it? Jesus is, he answers Peter, tells him he's a stumbling block, and then he turns to the disciples and says, if you want to follow me, stop thinking of things from a human perspective. Put aside your own human way of doing things and start looking at things from an eternal perspective. Something that's greater for the rest of humanity. You see what following Jesus is all about? See, the other part of step is this. We have to stop taking everything personally. I gave you two nuggets in one sermon. And not those bad chicken nuggets that you can get either. Because sometimes, right, when we're looking at things only from our own perspective, from only how it affects me, I mean, think about Jesus. If he really was fully human, I'm not so sure he would have done what he did on the cross. He understood a godly, higher purpose for all humanity. It was bigger than him, right? And when we think of our lives individually and collectively, that it's just not about how I get blessed, what's in it for me. It's what's in it for everybody else. That's why we're all here. Each and every one of you are on this planet, in this room, listening to this sermon today, so you can know that you have an eternal purpose on this earth that matters to all kinds of people that you may or may not ever meet. Wow, huh? And if we can start, when we're walking and going through life, if we can see things from an eternal perspective, not the right here, the right now, and how it affects me right here, right now, but how is it going to affect me and others eternally? Can I make a difference in somebody's life for all of eternity? That's big stuff, isn't it? And if I can open up hearts and minds to God's love for them and help them understand their divine purpose and how magnificent you are, and if we can do that, what can we do to change our life and the life of other people? Some pretty big things, don't you think? So the first thing that has to happen is we have to be like Peter in one respect. We have to listen to God and God's guidance and receive God's. We have to have an open mind, an open heart, right? And when we hear God speak, we act upon that, don't we? And we always make a decision as to what we're doing to move forward based on how does this affect eternity? Maybe not my own eternity even, but somebody else's. When you look at life that way, you become great. You become the church. And that's why Peter was said to him that upon those words that you know who God is, the Messiah, the Savior, and you're looking at life not from your own perspective, not a human. See, I know, how many are human in here, please? Do we have any humans? Yes, we have some humans. Yes, we do. Do we have any gods in here? Now, the question is, we know who where God is, right? You are Christ, right? When Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the one and living, only living Son of God. You're God. I'm not. But we can do godly things, can't we? Because why? Christ lives within us, right? And when we see things from an eternal perspective, when we're looking for ways that we can reach out and touch the lives of others in a positive, loving way, are we being like God? That's when we are gods, right? Or Jesus Christ himself. So as you go through the rest of this day, you're going to watch your step. You're watching my step, see? You're watching my step. I said, watch your step. See, if each and every one of us would take personal responsibility for our own walk with God, and if we could look at things from an eternal perspective, right? See things that way, that whatever we say, we want it to become reality. So we want to say what? Positive things. And we want to stop correcting God. Right? So how are we going to accomplish this, church? Got an open. I got one open mind right there. We can work with it. Yes. Yes. Another great affirmation. See you at 1 o'clock. So I know I have one person sitting in here. You see how important it is to hear from God, to know what it is and why we're here. Why are we here at church? We're here because we have an eternal purpose. We're here to change somebody, maybe even your eternal future. And when does eternity begin? Right here, right now. Right here, right now. So as we close this message, and as you keep your mind open, when your mind is open, your ears are open, and your eyes are open, right? So through those senses, you're going to see opportunities for you to show God to this world. When you see everything from an eternal perspective, you begin to prioritize what really matters and who really matters. And who is that? Everybody. And yes, of course, God. Jesus said, follow me. Be willing to lose your life, your human way of doing things. Unlock the doors to heaven and do miraculous, awesome things and change the lives of others eternally. Amen.